Good day, everybody. Good day. It is Tuesday, April 17, 2018, tax day. Make sure you get your taxes in on time, or at least file for an extension. That's your business tip of the day. Get your taxes done or file for an extension before midnight today. Okay, so efficiency in the workplace. Find ways to reduce downtime. Downtime. Now there's downtime that's not any of your, well, it's not through any of your fault, not through any of your organization's fault. Power goes out in the neighborhood, there goes your building, there goes the power, and power's out. Water goes, same thing. Gas, heat, whatever runs your building and cools it or heats it. There's an outage. Well, that's downtime. That's not preventable. But have a backup plan for that. Have something to do. Just send everybody home. That could be the backup plan. Folks, but there's downtime when you're not prepared, when you are not prepared, when you have a full schedule, a full plate of things for them to do, and then all of a sudden they're done. And then what have you got for them? Nothing. That's downtime. And that's downtime on you. Now, I understand you can just send them home and they'd more than happy to go home, but you know what? They still have to work if they want to get paid. Now, unless you're one of those organizations where everybody gets salaried, and congratulations, kudos to you. Far out, fantastic. But for those organizations where employees are working by the hour and getting paid hourly, well, you know what? Track what they're doing. Track yourself, track your schedule. Know what you need to do and when it's going to get done, and prioritize all that. And why do I say that? Because when you can track it and you can prioritize it and you know what's going to happen at this hour, at this time, at that place, then you've got progress. You've got work happening. You've got things that are being done, that are created, that are happening. And you're minimizing that downtime. They're not just sitting there spinning their wheels, and they're most certainly not sitting there waiting on you. Because when your employees have to wait on you, they're not going to wait around for too long. They're going to lose confidence in what you as a leader bring them. I guarantee it. So again, minimize that downtime and avoid them sitting there waiting on you.